A Chip in His Shoulder. Falling Sky, Book 1. Written by L.A. Witt. Narrated by Nick J. Russo for Dark Knight Sound. Chapter 1.
Why is my son still alive, Liam?
The irritation in Richard Harding's voice set my teeth on edge.
I'm running out of patience.
Do you want it done quickly, or do you want it done right? I muttered as I adjusted my cell phone's earpiece. Choice is yours, but it's one way or the other.
I want it done. You're not getting sentimental about this job, are you?
I stopped dead in my tracks, my boots scuffing on the sidewalk. I beg your pardon?
It's a valid question, don't you think? Given your history with Daniel?
I nearly gave in to the urge to grind my teeth. That was a long time ago. This is business.
Then get it done. This is taking entirely too long.
I started walking again, taking longer, faster strides. I shoved my hands into the pockets of my duster and nestled my face into the high collar to keep from choking on the downdraft of thick, acrid pollution. For the record, that UV-resistant mod that's been in development since the dawn of time would have sped up this process considerably.
That mod is still in the experimental phase. You know that.
Then this will take some time. If you wanted it done faster, you might have lit a fire under the asses of the people who could give me the ability to move around in daylight. He huffed.
Just get it done. I'm a patient man, but...
Has the money been transferred?
Yes.
I stepped up to the curb and gestured for a cab. All of it?
Yes, all of it. Now get it done, Liam.
I laughed. Or what? Silence. Long, telling silence. Harding was desperate. He had to be. Men didn't put themselves on my radar unless they had no other options. For Harding to contact me and offer up so much money, he had to be beyond desperate. Pity for him, he didn't realize I'd have done the job for a fraction of the price. Had I ever crossed paths with Daniel Harding again, I'd have put a few bullets in him for free. But when a man offers you $10 million to take out his own son, you don't argue. And neither, apparently, did he, because his end of the line was still silent. I laughed. That's what I thought. As a cab nosed toward me and slowed down, I added, "You're
sample complete. Ready to continue?"